Thanks, Bodhivadra. I'm going to introduce Amitabha to you by talking about how my connection with Amitabha developed over time and in different ways. And some of that connection feels like connecting with universal elements, more traditional elements that are associated with Amitabha, which I'll talk a little bit about: color, his name, where he sits in the mandala, but also more personal elements that have come out for me over the time that I've known him. And it does feel a bit like that, like getting to know someone who, as Bodhivadra said, isn't a person. This is going to be a little bit informal. I more just want to share some associations and see what happens. When I first came to the Buddhist Center, I was really struck by the images that I saw, both this image in the shrine room of Shakyamuni Buddha, the historical Buddha, but also these Buddha figures that I started to hear about and be introduced to through imagery, but also through people talking about their qualities. And actually the first figure that I made a real connection with was Green Tara. So some of you might be familiar with her. She's a manifestation of enlightened qualities in a female form, which I found immediately relatable. And her right foot is stepping down into the world to meet the sufferings of the world with compassionate activity. And that really spoke to me, that immediacy of Green Tara's connection with all beings. And also there are stories about Green Tara's vow to achieve enlightenment in female form, which again, very, very important and relevant to me. And I still have a really strong connection with Green Tara. And for a while, I thought that it was just really important to me. I thought that when I got ordained and took a sadhana, which is a practice that you're given at your ordination, I thought it was going to be very important that I would take a female figure. I'm a woman. It's very important to me to practice as a woman in this life. But as I came closer to my ordination, actually, it became really clear to me that Amitabha was the figure that I've developed the most connection with and that I'll continue to be with throughout my practice. So my first sighting of Amitabha, the one that I remember the most, was at Vajrasana. Vajrasana is a retreat center in Suffolk, very close to here, and it's recently been renovated, but I went there for the first time before it was redone, when the shrine room was in an old barn, a remodeled barn, that was a circular room, so some people here have been there. And the pictures of the five Buddhas were actually around the room. I'm going to pass around the picture. This is the image that I first saw at Vajrasana. For a long time, this was my main association of Amitabha. This is how I saw Amitabha when I heard his name or started hearing about the five Buddhas. This was the picture that I really connected with. It was very much in the context of the five Buddha mandala that I connected with Amitabha as well, perhaps because my first connection with Amitabha was at Vajrasana, where the five Buddhas were around the room.